And so I just pray and I speak this out and I come into agreement with you. The prayer of agreement for sleep. I thank you, Lord, for the normal things. If you can give us food, you can give us water, and you bless us with so many things. We ask for sleep tonight, that this is one of the good things of Acts 10 and 38. And if you agree for that, the men who are behind and the people in the seat and the ladies, just say yes.
Yes.
I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's been a journey for you, and I just speak that I've come alongside to help you in your journey. The journey. There were places back there where that footprints in the sand would fit your life. And it's his footprints just carrying you. And things have gotten better and all of that, but the journey is still ahead. And I just come into agreement with you that Jesus would be more to you than maybe some others would even need tonight, and that you would know that when you need more, that's what he is. He'll be more than enough. And so I just speak Jesus into you. I just thank you, Lord. I thank you that for us to make the journey, for some people, the journey, they're all excited about it. And for you, there's an excitement, but the journey hasn't always been easy. And so I just pray for strength for the journey, that angels, just as they came to minister to Jesus and they strengthened him in all that he went through, that and there were beasts even that when Jesus was going through things, there were beasts in the fields. And I just say for the beasts that have been in your life, in the name of Jesus, that there would be a divine protection for you in your journey. I thank you. A great and effectual doors are opened up with their adversaries. And so that's why we just pray the covering of the Lord. And that you're going to see those who are for you rather than those who are against you. It's all where you look. It's all where you look. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I just sense more for you. Just sense more for you. Sometimes I don't even know, but let me just zero in for a moment. I just, Holy Spirit, I just give you tonight, release the power of Holy Spirit. I have a sense that what we're doing isn't just for tonight, but it's for tomorrow and even months and years ahead. That's what I sense. It's bigger. It's bigger than just some, you know, one thing or something like that. And you will perfect the things that concern her. I don't know you. I don't think I've met you before. But the Lord will perfect the things that concern you. And he'll never leave you or forsake you. It's Hebrews chapter 13. He'll never leave you. He will not forsake you. He's not going to fail you. And where your footsteps go, he has gone before you. And so I just speak that in the days, the weeks, I don't often say this kind of language, but even in the years ahead as the Lord tarries, I just speak the blessing of the Lord that he's mapping out things for you that go beyond just the immediate. That's what I'm sensing, is it's beyond the immediate into the longer portion of your life. And so I just come into agreement with you for that you're going to experience the good things, that he's the God who has seen ahead and gone ahead. And that's why he told his disciples, go and, you know, there's an upper room prepared and all of that, and go and get a donkey. And he's gone ahead for you. And when you get there, you'll see that he went ahead of you. It's been prepared for you. Yeah, no worry. No worry. Sufficient unto the day is you know, all the worries for one day. And so no worry, but seek first him and his kingdom, and all these things will be added. So we just bless the people who are here. Just bless you, Shirley, for just release the power of God in your life. Any kind of joint trouble, the bones and rubbing or anything like that, the joints that would need a repair. I just speak that into your body right now in the name of Jesus. Touch her in her joints, I pray. Let there be just a lubricating of the joints and the strength of the Lord. And I thank you. I thank you that you can do lots of things for her tonight, right where she is. I thank you for that. I thank you for that. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. You came specifically. And I just want to say something to you. If you'll grab a hold of it by faith, you don't have to have tried this out. It can be, yes, Jesus gave you something right now. And so I just come into agreement with you for this, that when you would walk out the doors tonight, you'd say, that's why I went to church, is Jesus just proved he's real. You can actually go for a service and he'll touch you, and I got something and I'm changed. And I speak that into you, that there would be this touch upon you tonight that you'd receive. The Greek word is lambano. It means you take it. You just take it. Just say it with me, I take it. It's an act of faith. I just take it, and I just speak that for you. I thank you, Lord, that we can give out of the abundance. Freely I've received, freely I give to you tonight. I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I come into agreement with you for what you've come up here for. I just agree in Jesus' name. Power, love, and a sound mind. I thank you, Jesus. Be released through my hands, Holy Spirit. Be released through my mouth. I thank you. Be released all through her right now. I thank you. I give it to you in Jesus' name. Take it. Thank you. Thank you. It's not mind over matter. It's not just saying things, but you, Holy Spirit, are the healer. You're taking the finished work of Jesus. I thank you. Thank you. I thank you. Let's just thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. What you reveal, you heal. You're present. You don't attend church services. That's what religious people do, just attend church services. You attend and you do things. We thank you for that. I praise you for that. I thank you, Holy Spirit. Just those of you who have received even at the front here, just thank the Lord in faith. Just thank the Lord. I thank you, Lord, that the mind has clarity and there's lightness and there's a joy in the name of Jesus. I thank you. Thank you, precious Lord, a turnaround for this lady right here, a turnaround for her, that she would know a change in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Do you want to have a seat? And we'll just thank you, men, as well. That's not involving men. That is taking our place in the spirit realm. That's what that is. There are some people here who have back problems. If you do, stand up. You want to be healed of back problems. You know, I thought there was over here. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting when I was, I don't know whether you're related, Janice, but the gentleman beside you, when I was talking to you, I thought, isn't that something? Don't ask me how you know those things. Like, and why should I even think about it? Because it doesn't do me any better by even saying it. But I'm just kind of amazed sometimes at those things that happen. And so we're going to believe for back problems to be healed. And I thank you, you know, I've heard people make, you know, they'll make fun of people who have healing ministry and so on, and they'll say, oh, you do these things, you can't prove it, and, you know, you name things and that sort of thing, and, you know, what's the big deal, and they'll name something. Hey, until you have a back problem, don't talk like that. Until, you know, you have something else, don't talk like that, because people who have had that, They know the pain and that sort of thing. And sometimes it affects their career decisions and all of that. And so we're just agreeing together. And the good thing is, we don't have to work at this. We don't have to work at this. It's a person is here to heal. And we're just coming into alignment with this. And so I'm just agreeing. I just want to start here, just with, you know, a lady in the front of you and yourself. And I just want to speak right now the healing of your back, especially the gentleman. I just speak the healing of your back, and that you would be healed in your back, wherever it is. Is it your lower back? Yeah, your lower back. Just put your hands on your back. In fact, the rest of you as well. Just put your hands in your back, wherever it is mostly. And we're just going to agree for healing power to be released in you. And we're just going to push you through. Precious Lord, I proclaim healing for this man right now. Right where he's got his hand, in his back. Let there be the healing power of Holy Spirit touch you right now, and that you begin to move. Just begin to move as you're agreeing for this. Begin to move. Do what you couldn't do before. Begin to move your back. The rest of you, I speak it over here as well. Gentlemen over here with the lady. Just begin to receive healing for your backs in Jesus' name, and begin to move now. Bend over. Do something. We just agree for healing to take place. And this isn't a matter of here, you know, do sorts of things to get healed. It's the only way to know is to do something. And so do something to see how it is, how it feels. And I just thank you, Holy Spirit, because there's healing for people in their backs. And we say, let the power of God touch these people. Let it touch them so much so that they'd never say that, oh, I just got touched. What we mean is let them be healed so that they can bend over and swivel and back and forth and all of those things and pick up grandchildren and any of those things and be able to lift the boxes that other people lift or that sort of thing. And so the healing power of God be released. For you, Renda, I just speak to you that there would be a healing in your back. You who have shouldered many people's burdens, and you shoulder burdens in the spirit realm, let your physical back be healed by the power of God. And I thank you for that. I thank you. Strengthened in the back. Holy Spirit, healed. Heal in Jesus' name. You know what I'd like? Because there are different ones of us, you know, God has used different people. Just, if you're near some of these people, just put your hand on their shoulder, not on the head though, or their face, but just on the shoulder or the back, and just pray for them right where you are. Just be a part of it. Because this is about Jesus using each one of us. And we just agree together. And reach out. The gentleman over here needs someone who will come beside him and pray for him as well. We should have a couple of people right over here. That's right. That's right. And expect for the Lord to use you. And we're agreeing. And you talk out loud. Some of you will just be praying in your heart. But we're just even declaring, Lord, you've said that there would be people healed tonight in their backs. And as people are declaring healing for you, if you're standing for your back to be healed, bend over, swivel it a bit, do something to see how it is so that you know what's going on right now. You need to know what's going on so that you can give thanks to the Lord in Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you. We thank you, precious Lord. We welcome you. Come, Holy Spirit. Come. Come in a greater, intensifying way so that people will experience and testify to the healing power of the Lord. I thank you, Lord, for June. Let her be healed in her back. I thank you. Let it be such a real, genuine healing that it would influence what they're able to do in the days ahead. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'll just give you a moment to finish up. Thank you. Anybody out there, you've moved around, and I know you'll know, especially in the days ahead, but anybody you say, it's different. Put up your hand if it's different, that you've been prayed for, it's different, okay? And just move around a little bit then. Just move around a little bit. You're saying it's different. Anybody else, you say, it's different over here. That's right, that's right. It's a testimony to the over here as well. It's different, or it's total. But I know that, you know, we'll know for sure in the days ahead and all that. But why don't we at least start to know for sure tonight? Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Tell me honestly. By the way, when we minister in these ways, I won't snow you, you don't snow me. And what I mean by that is, if it still hurts, nothing's changed, don't try to make me look good and say, oh yeah, yeah, brother, it's. Don't do that, okay? So the reason I said that is I want you to be honest with me, the gentleman here. How is it, any change at all? It's still sore? Come on up here, would you mind? Come right up here. Because I just felt for you, and we're just going to, it's lower back, right there, right? Yeah. Lord Jesus, the good thing is we're reaching out to you, Lord. And I just lay hands right now on your back, and that you would be healed. Be healed. I thank you, Lord, through my hands, the healing virtue of the Lord. The healing virtue of the Lord. If it's related to your legs or Jesus, heal him. Whatever needs to change in there. I'm not going to get technical tonight. I just ask you to do good in his back. Make a difference for him. I thank you. I thank you, Lord. Now, just move just a little something. Do something. Just do something, though. That's right. Pinches when you do that. I ask, Lord, that in this meeting, even when he goes home or when he goes to bed, I'm just in agreement with you that I'm in honesty standing with you for your healing of your back, and that the pinch would even go. And that, you know, the good thing is when we're honest with ourselves, we can be honest with God. And we're going to believe for it to be genuine and lasting. And that the Lord will bring about a total healing of your lower back. Just because, okay? Did you used to do a lot of real heavy-duty lifting stuff? Yeah. Sometimes, you know, and I'm not saying it's your fault, but Lord, you know, sometimes we'll do what we're not made to do. You maybe need the forklift to do some of that, and instead you were the forklift. And I just sense that it's had some wear and tear. And I just say mercy, Lord, not because you sinned or did something like that, but just you've been used, you know, hard. You've done tough work and lifted, and I ask for mercy for his back. Mercy, and that you would care for yourself. And I say, Lord, let there be a release of healing for the glory of God in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you for allowing me to go another round. Good, good. Beautiful, beautiful. Are we good for time still? Okay. There's some people who specifically came Possibly, I don't know this. It's not a word of knowledge. I'm speaking it as a possibility. You specifically came, you heard that it was a healing meeting, and you have a specific illness. I'm not asking that you tell me or tell us, but you have a specific illness. And you say, I came to this meeting because I'm believing the Lord to heal me in my body. If it's you, just hold your hand up high. Would you do that? So over here, actually several people. Maybe what I'd like is for you to come across here. Would you do that? Come across here. Probably looks like there'd be about five or eight of you. Just come right across here. One of the things that we have to model is that Jesus heals. And I know that there are different ones in the body of Christ who have healing ministries, gifts of healings, and are able to move in faith in greater proportions and so on. But one of the things that we want to model is that the Lord can use all of us as part of healing ministry. And so, Pastor Billy and Debbie, you know there are pastors and spouses here. There are spiritual leaders here. You might know others. But rather than me doing I want to pray for you again. I want to pray for you again. By the way, I'm sorry to point like that, but I don't know your first name yet. But I'd like to pray for yourself, and I'd like to pray for you, sir, a second from the end. And there are others who we're going to pray for. And what I'd like you to do in your seats is, it's amazing what happens where there is an agreement in the house. And the thing that I love tonight is, I'm not striving, you're not striving. It's because Jesus is here and he heals. And it's the supernatural power of the Lord. And let's, rather than you tell us what the issue is, either word of knowledge, in other words, the Lord will tell us, or we're just going to believe for the miracle of divine healing. No counseling in it. It's that you came because of specific. Actually, I just come into agreement. I speak life into your body. I speak life. I come against the opposite of life, and I speak life. I declare life into your spirit. I just come into agreement. Maybe just someone behind here just for a second. I just come into a agreement. That's okay. Here, there we are. Thank you so much, Michael. I just come into agreement for life with you. And I draw down heaven's life. I thank you that I can draw down heaven's life for you. And what would seem to be such a negative diagnosis, I speak the life of the Lord Jesus Christ into you. And I declare a different word. I declare a different word. And I'm believing a different outcome for you. I believe a different outcome. And I'm speaking the life of Jesus into you. You're in the right place. You're in the right place. You showed up in a house of life. The bread of life is here. And you're going to eat right now. I thank you that she can eat from you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, I just breathe on you. In Jesus' name, I breathe on you. The breath of Holy Spirit upon you. I thank you, the breath of life. I speak the word of the Lord. I declare this life of Scripture. I speak the Scripture into you. If you're married or if you're not, somebody read the word to you just to fill your heart and mind with scripture. And I speak life into your being in the name of Jesus. Every part of your body responds to my words of life right now. Every part of your body, because Holy Spirit is here. More Holy Spirit in her. More. I call upon you for more in her body. More Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, in a greater proportion. Come with greater intensity. I speak the life of Jesus into you. I come against the spirit of death. I come against that in the name of Jesus. I break that off. I break that off, and I speak life all through your body in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. The words that I speak are spirit and they are life. You sent your word and healed. We troubled the waters right now, and that there would be angelic ministry, that as you'd step into the pool, so to speak, there's a picture, there it is over there, that there would be angelic ministry that would be around us. Lord, you know when we need heaven to visit us. Let's just agree together for this lady tonight. In the name of Jesus, we agree together that the life of the Lord would be present to heal. From the inside out, what I see is Ezekiel, that river, and the river went from the inside of the temple, and it went from the steps, and it went deeper and wider, and everywhere the river went, there was healing. And I just speak healing into you. I speak the river of God. The river of God. I speak to your mind, what you would have, that you'd have to deal with in your mind. I just say, Lord, we fill her mind right now. We believe for you even. You don't have to believe in anything. We're going to stand for you. And we're just believing that Jesus in his compassion is going to reach out and touch you now in your mind, that you'd be able to say, yes, Jesus, touch me, heal me, heal me. I say, Lord, add years to her life in Jesus' name. I speak to your mind. Fill her mind with the life of the Lord. I thank you for that. I thank you for that. Where are you? I just thank you, Jesus. Yeah, feel free.
Renda and Bill, you guys come up and pray. And Ross and Pat, you guys are in the healing rooms. And Donna, you come on up and pray for these folks as well.
Just here. Just, if you're in the congregation, just reach out your hands. In fact, even for a change, you know, if you need to sit, you can sit, but stand up and reach out your hands and just reach them out for these folk, because this is key. This is key. We're going to battle here, and we're going to be praying for each of you.
Lord, you've heard our cry, O God. We're convinced that there's more. We know that there's more, God. And we say, God, we got to have it, Lord. We're thirsty, God. We're thirsty for more of you, Lord. We're thirsty, Lord, for the words, to experience the words that Jesus said, the works that I have done you shall do also, and greater things than these shall you do, because I go to the Father. Lord, I know, God, that Jesus is with you now. You've released the power of the Holy Spirit upon the earth. And we say, God, we receive what you have released from heaven into our lives in the name of Jesus, into our church, into our province, into our nation in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare we receive that which you send from heaven in the name of Jesus. And Lord, do with us, God, whatever it is that you desire, Father, we present ourselves to you in the name of Jesus. Say this with me, Lord,
I receive
the gift of heaven itself.
The gift of heaven itself.
The Lord Jesus Christ on you.